This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The death toll in the collapse of a Florida condominium tower has risen to 18 with the discovery of two more bodies, according to the mayor of Miami-Dade County. At a news conference, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told WPLG six more victims were found Wednesday, including two children.
Any loss of life, especially given the unexpected, unprecedented nature of this event, is a tragedy. But the loss of our children is too great to bear.
Officials were also worried about the possibility of severe weather interfering with search efforts. They are keeping an eye on two disorganized storm systems in the Atlantic Ocean. The National Hurricane Center said the storms have a chance of becoming tropical systems, but it is not clear whether they would pose a threat to the U.S. Comedian Bill Cosby has returned home after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out his sexual assault conviction Wednesday, AP's Ed Hugh reports.
When he first arrived home, Cosby flashed the V for victory sign. He appeared before reporters but did not speak.
Mr. Cosby, how you feeling? Are you happy to be home?
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled Cosby had an agreement with a previous prosecutor that he would not face charges in the case brought by District Attorney Kevin Steele. Lawyer and legal analyst Priya Sapori says this ruling covers just the Andrea Constand case.
There is nothing in this decision that would prevent any of the number of alleged victims of Bill Cosby from coming forward and attempting to prosecute their cases.
Four justices formed the majority that ruled in Cosby's favor. Three others dissented. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 0.61%, the S&P added 0.13%, but the NASDAQ dropped by 0.17%. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Just two Republicans crossed the aisle to join Democrats.
Yeas are 222. And the nays are 190.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's imperative for democracy that investigators get to the bottom of what happened on January 6th and the factors that led up to the deadly attack on the American symbol of democracy.
We will be judged by future generations as to how we value our democracy.
Minnesota Republican Michelle Fischbach sees it differently.
Instead of working in tandem with our Senate counterparts, Democrats want to politicize this issue even further.
The 13-member committee will study only the Capitol insurrection. Most of its members will be appointed by Pelosi after Senate Republicans defeated a bipartisan committee. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Joe Biden signed three separate laws Wednesday that dismantle part of the Trump era on payday loan interest rates, methane emission controls, and how the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission settles claims.
Each of these bills reflects a return to common sense and commitment to the common good.
Under former President Trump, payday lenders could charge interest rates in excess of what states allowed and avoid state usury laws by working with a commercial bank. The Trump administration also loosened rules on methane emissions from leaks and flares in oil and gas wells. The Biden administration said in a statement that the EEOC claims process had increased the risk of retaliation by making it easier for employers to demand the identities of those with information about unlawful discrimination. Donald Rumsfeld, the two-time defense secretary and one-time presidential candidate whose reputation as a skilled bureaucrat and visionary of a modern U.S. military was unraveled by the long and costly war in Iraq, died Tuesday. He was 88. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Rumsfeld enjoyed a long career in government, working under four U.S. presidents. He was defense secretary under President Gerald Ford and returned to lead the Pentagon in 2001 under President George W. Bush. In the aftermath of the September 11th terrorist attacks in 2001, Rumsfeld oversaw the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan in 2003 and the overthrow of Saddam Hussein in Iraq. As he retired in December 2006, Rumsfeld told the troops in a recorded message,
"It has been the highest honor of my life to serve with you, the men and women of the U.S. Armed Forces."
Mike Gracia, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.